Good morning. That high pressure center that brought the hot and humid air our way through the middle of the week continues this morning to be in control of our weather. So another muggy start. A cold front, though, is approaching from the west. Out ahead of the front, the wind will shift to the southwest, and this will help push temperatures back into the middle and upper 80s today. And with the humidity, it'll feel a bit warmer. But as that cold front approaches, we'll also see some clouds stream in, and that will stop the temperature from going any higher. In fact, the front will produce a round of showers and thunderstorms from late morning in central New York through the early to mid part of the afternoon in eastern New York, and finally heading through New England as we get into the middle and latter stages of the day. Some of the storms could be strong, maybe even severe, with torrential downpours, frequent lightning, and gusty winds. As the front continues to track through New England and off the eastern seaboard, we'll start a drying trend late in the day tomorrow and tomorrow night, and that'll carry over into Friday with more in the way of sunshine and, more importantly, much more comfortable humidity levels for the end of the week. On Friday, with that sunshine, we'll see temperatures push into the mid-80s, although it will be rather pleasant. Over the weekend, a couple of disturbances will pivot through southern Canada, close enough to produce a scattered shower or thunderstorm, especially on Saturday. Right now, it looks like Sunday will be mainly dry, and highs both days will be in the lower to middle 80s. More summer-like warmth and more humidity into the early part of next week as we reach the middle to upper 80s on Monday, and a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms across much of the central Gulf Coast states and the southern Appalachians. Strong heating near low pressure, along with ample moisture and instability, will result in scattered daytime storms. Pulse storms capable of localized strong wind gusts will be the main risk. Meanwhile, a flash flood watch is out for the northern half of New Mexico. Very moist east and southeast low-level wind flow will interact with a rich stream of monsoon moisture aloft and a weak upper-level wave to produce heavy rainfall, which could lead to flash flooding. And a tropical wave accompanied by a broad area of low pressure continues to produce showers and thunderstorms a couple hundred miles south of the Cape Verde Islands in the eastern Atlantic Ocean. Some slow development of this system is possible while it moves westward near 15 miles per hour during the next several days. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 119 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 28 at Lake Yellowstone, Wyoming, West Yellowstone, Montana, Stanley, Idaho, and also Bear Lake, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms late in the afternoon in the upper 80s, Boston partly sunny with a few scattered showers and storms near 90, and in Buffalo increasing sun and breezy with highs near 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 95 degrees, the low 67, the average temperature 81, that's 9 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 3.12 inches for the month, which is 74 hundredths below average, and 18.54 inches for the year, which is 3.89 inches of precipitation below average. There were 16 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday, now 230 for the month, which is 30 above average, and 464 for the year, which is 116 cooling degree days above average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low 62, the record high 100 set in 1933, and the record low 44 in 1968. Sunrise this morning was at 5:44 a.m., sunset this evening 8:18 p.m., 14 hours and 34 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely and highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy sun, humid today with showers and thunderstorms likely and highs in the upper 80s. Showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Partly sunny today with showers and thunderstorms likely and highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy sun, humid today with showers and thunderstorms likely and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Showers and storms this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny today with showers and thunderstorms likely and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm with lower humidity Friday in the mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday, the risk of a few showers and storms in the lower 80s. Partly sunny Sunday in the lower to mid-80s. Mid to upper 80s with more humidity Monday. Chance of showers and thunderstorms Tuesday, back into the mid-80s. And a mix of sun and clouds and in the lower 80s again on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.